This is The Pulse.
Welcome back to our second segment of the Wednesday Pulse today. We are going to head straight into our stories with Gareth next.
Schools bill scrapped, Education Secretary says. A bill designed to raise education standards in England has been dropped, the Education Secretary has said. The schools bill included plans for a register of children not in school and measures to help with plans for all schools to join multi-academy trusts. It has hit hurdles since it was introduced this year. Gillian Keegan says parts of the government's plan did not lead legislation and were being implemented. Speaking to MPs, she confirmed that the bill will not progress to its third reading of the House of Lords. Well, there we go. So, currently, one of the what they're saying is one of the reasons why it's been scrapped is they will just implement parts of it without sending it to the House of Lords. Because the Parliament has had to reprioritise its focus on tackling the cost of living crisis and the aftershocks of the war in the Ukraine. So I would imagine the continuing bid is to government to blame everything on Putin and the war in the Ukraine as to why we are in such a state.
I'd like to add as well that they also say it's a result of kind of consequences of the pandemic. And one very interesting part of the legislation that is still being requested by many head teachers and teachers in general is for a register of all students who are unable to attend school. So they'd like to record the attendance of all their students, whether they're in or out of school, and it would be like a nationwide thing. So I just wanted to really touch on that thing first, because that was the most prevalent part of the legislation that was repeatedly mentioned in the article. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think that's like quite a good idea, if to introduce like a register for children not in school. I'm assuming that's like to do with, is it like homeschool children or more children that are like absent from school that shouldn't be?
I believe it's a bit of everything. So it's those who are at home in general rather than school, those who are just not in attendance.
Yeah, I think that's quite a good idea to have a register, because just to kind of, if it helps kind of get children back on track if they're not attending school for whatever reason, or if it is for like children that are studying at home, if it helps make sure that homeschooling's taught maybe in a better way. So I think that's quite a good part of the legislation. So I do kind of think the government perhaps should find a way to implement that, even if it's not with the rest of the laws included, just because I think it would be beneficial for children if that part was introduced.
Yeah, I agree. I think in the article it's maybe the kind of, I was going to say the head of the head teachers, but that sounds a bit silly, but sort of a representative for like a head teachers union was saying that he'd like to see that aspect introduced also from like a safeguarding point of view as well, which I think it could be particularly useful for. So I think, you know, there are definitely teachers that will push, and educational professionals that will still push for that to be introduced despite the scrapping of the bill as a whole.
I think the problem with a registration of the mass registration, however, is I don't believe it comes from a place of concern for the children. It will be used, I would imagine, in a number of ways, quite ableist as well, you know, and that kind of, you know, children who aren't attending, they still do things like attendance awards at school. Have you attended all your days? Well done, there's a prize. Well, not every child can do that for a number of reasons, so you're penalising them unfairly. The push for every child to be in an academy is like the end goal, and if they can find ways to legitimise removing homeschooling, to bringing everything back into a centralised business model of the academy, then this registration idea is a heavy bid towards that. And while I agree there is probably a very positive way of using it, you know, if you wanted to use it to support children or use it to check on those who are maybe struggling to get to work and school because they're cold and hungry because of the cost of living crisis, it won't be used for that. There is no kindness or hope behind this.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a concern with this bill, that it's really important to make sure that children have some form of education and that they're set up well for life, particularly primary school children learning to read and write and have the very basics. but there's not a one size fits all system for school for children. Some children will really struggle in mainstream schools. Some children will have really difficult circumstances that mean they can't attend school. And it's important that this registration is used to make sure that all children get the support to be taught, but not necessarily to control how they are taught.
I think you have a really good point there, Laura, because one thing that really concerns me about this register is the fact that there's so much focus on that register when the whole goal of the bill was to improve the education provided to these children. Attendance isn't the be-all, end-all thing, as I will just go into a personal story here. So, personal time with Cora. When I was at school, I had a lot of sick days. I had a lot of time where I couldn't actually get to school, being from a lower income background. And also, the education at my school was appalling. I will be honest, the resources were not enough. The teaching was subpar and whatnot. So I felt like being at home, I was studying a lot better. And although there are statistics that prove that some students benefit from being in attendance to school, I ended up graduating. Well, not really graduating. There was nothing like a graduation ceremony or anything. But I finished school top of the class, pretty much. So I don't think attendance needs to be the thing that's focused on here. It should be improving the resources. It should be kind of addressing the circumstances as to why those children aren't at school, such as kind of potentially they're facing abuse at home, potentially they're unable to afford transport to school, or anything surrounding that. So I'm going to pass it back to you guys. And what do you think that this bill and the government should be doing to improve education for children at school, rather than just kind of getting the statistics of whether you're in?
I think the point Gareth raised earlier about the kind of businessification of schools is an important one, because I think, like we were saying with the register, like it has elements of good usage to it, like from a safeguarding point of view, as we were saying, but like schools should be aware of which children are in and which children are out anyway. And I think maybe a push towards a kind of a more personal, tailored focus in schools, I think, is more important than having a national one-size-fits-all strategy, because it just won't work. Like you were saying, Cora, you know, different things work for different students. And the people best placed to know that are, aside from the students themselves, are their families and their own teachers and the staff at their own school. They will have a much better idea about the students that they're teaching than a kind of nondescript government entity will. So I think that's more important. But unfortunately, the trajectory of the kind of the education policies at the moment are to make things, yeah, really quite corporate. I had the same with my school. We had a head teacher come in to replace our old one, who was in and of himself a lovely guy, but he ran the school like it was a business, and we all felt the impacts of that, and not in a good way, and we all missed kind of the old leadership and the old style, and I worry that's where we're going, and it's got negative impacts for students and teachers and staff.
Yeah, it's like it's turning into just a data harvesting institution rather than focusing on well-being and support for students.
I completely agree. There's such a push for results and correct results, and particularly in primary school education, that's the area that really concerns me, because I can remember as a sort of guide, so one of my sort of social activities outside of school, we had young girls who were only 11 studying for their SATs and not coming to guides because they felt they had to study. This was at 7 till 9 at night. This was, you know, in the evening when they should be relaxing anyway. And they're so stressed about academics that they can't go and do fun things. And that's not what primary school should be at all. Primary school should be teaching children how to be functioning people, how to have fun, how to be kind to each other, how to be useful members of society without this push of academics. Yes, learning to read and write is important. Yes, maths is important, but that shouldn't be the purpose of primary school.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. There's like this push for a business level of academy, where primary schools, you've got the SATs, which, I mean, if we are being very honest, a lot of primary schools absolutely cheat, and they will doctor the SATs, because the SAT scores of these children will affect your Ofsted score, you know, Ofsted, the great scary boogeyman of the education system. you know, private schools as well, the tax breaks for private schools could come in, you know, and that money, you know, rather than, you know, remove the tax breaks, have to pay the tax. I just think, you know, education across the board, you know, of a personal nature, of a social nature, yes, of an academic nature as well. Why do we, you know, like give it a make it elitist? You know, why can you access it if you've got lots and lots of money, but otherwise you've got to go into this high pressure society of constantly, you know, from the primary school age, working to exam, working to result, because that's how you monitor your teachers' progress. That's how head teachers, like Kit said, head teachers who are now business people who demand extra hours. You know, I've worked in schools before, you know, and you see relationships breaking down, you see people breaking down because they're expected for these top tier high standards all the time for terrible pay, terrible hours, and for what? For you know, for no real discernible thing other than stress students. Or you make your way into the private sector where people can pay huge amounts of money to private schools for what they believe is a better education. We could be looking much further, training, you know, training better educational models, different ideologies of teaching. Why don't we normalise it for the entirety of our country and but that's not something that the government would want, because without elitism and money, Boris Johnson wouldn't have had a job.
And on that note, as we have kind of discussed about unchaining the education system from kind of traditional structures, from corporate structures.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.